welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 251. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Brooklyn's Heaven. That song is called Colors in the Whites of Your Eyes, and that's on the band's forthcoming album, Telepathic Love, which will be out July 30th on Goodnight Records. But you don't have to wait a month to hear that again. Head over to the band's website and watch their excellent video for that song. Lots of music coming up for you this week, and I'll warn you that it does end in death metal. But before we get there, I've got something a little less scary for you. This is a band from Seattle. It's called Week of Wonders.
Thank you. And does a man really think he really knows you? You can't tell me that you both are rabbit slits. Can't see you having fun with him in 30 years. I may not be the one, but to shatter all my bright ideas. Until I'm kissing you, tripping, thinking you that I'm not lying. We'll say that this is the truth. I know he's better, baby. And I know.
Faces of punk rock, am I right? We ended that set there with the Pride of Erie, PA. That song is called I Know You Kinda Hate Me, and it's on the EP Let's Start a Band that they just self-released on July 2nd. The band is based out of Los Angeles and fronted by Bill McShane, a name that Midwesterners will recognize as the frontman of Ultimate Fakebook. That band not quite broke up, but not quite active either. Before that, we heard from iNACO with the song Cut It Off. And that is from the album Unleash Yourself, which the band self-released sometime this year. Not sure exactly when, but a wonderful punk band there from Brooklyn with a lot of facets and a lot of good things happening there. And started that set off with Week of Wonders with the song Piggyback. That is on the Piggyback's 7-inch or maybe just 2-song digital single. Not sure how those things work now. That'll be out July 2nd on Happy Happy Birthday to Me. That is a new band, kind of the ashes of Team Orca, if you were a fan of them. So a good start and good things to come from that band. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it. Hopefully it's good music. I make a good podcast and keep you coming back week after week, but if not, well, we'll get through it together. I promise. Coming up next here, I have a track from Owen. This song is called Where Do I Begin?
Upon this city, a pox upon my friends. I spend whole days in the dark and whole nights begging this guitar to sing. Well, I wouldn't know what kind of trouble I've been missing if I were alive at any other time. Mm-hmm. this story in? It's all the same to you. I'll just skip ahead. I'm fat and I'm drunk and you love me. The kids are a little weird, but they're happy. I never made good on the money I said I'd make. The floorboards still squeak as if in pain. Those rusty pipes do nothing but complain.
Yeah.
Something very light and sunny there from Noah and the Whale, the London-based band. That song is called Lifetime and is on the album Heart of Nowhere. Mercury released that album in the UK on May 6th, though it is yet to find a US distributor or release date. So if you're interested in picking that up, you're going to have to pay import prices just like I did. Before that, we heard from Owen with the song Where Do I Begin? That is on his album L'Ami du Peuple. Everyone wants me to speak French lately, evidently. That was released July 2nd on Polyvinyl Records. Both of those albums are similar in that they show some progression from the past albums, and sometimes that's good and sometimes that's dangerous. So give both of those a listen on Spotify or one of your favorite preview site is. It looks like I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 251. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on Facebook or any of your other favorite social media sites like Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, lots of shows coming up here. Lightning Swords of Death, Valder, Stonehaven, and one other are playing at the Riot Room if you're into metal. On July 4th, of course, 4th of July is playing at the Replay with Hospital Ships. That should be a great show. On the 15th, Hidden Pictures at the Riot Room. The 16th, What a Night. And you'll know us by the Trail of Dead at Record Bar. Speedy Ortiz and Shwervon at Czar Bar. On the 18th, Laguerre at the Riot Room. Or Parallels at the Record Bar. Or the Melismatics at the Czar Bar. So take your picks there. On the 25th, you've got the Capsules at the Jackpot. The 26th, Capsules and Hidden Pictures are playing together at the Record Bar. The 27th, Black on Black, as well as the Sluts and Bruiser Queen, I think, are at the Jackpot. I think that's an iHeart local music show. And then looking into August already, Amon Amarth have a date the same day as Smith Westerns, as sad as that is. Bob Mould coming up. Lots of shows coming up, but let's focus on the here and now. And the here and now is I've got metal for you. For better or worse, I love Viking metal, and I'm going to end it with a track here from the new Amon Amarth album, who are currently on tour and will be coming to Kansas City or to the Kansas City area soon on the Mayhem tour with Rob Zombie, Children of Bodom, and Machine Head, I believe. And I may actually be at that show, so we'll see how that one works out. But this is typically the band is kind of Viking metal. This is more melodic death metal. I can't say that I'm a giant fan of this album, but that's how the podcast works. I play music that I get, and together we suffer through it. So here it is. This is Amon Amarth with the song Father of the Wolf. This is on the band's new album, Deceiver of the Gods, which just came out on Metal Blade Records on June 25th. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.